This is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
What's going on? Welcome back. Hour number three, Prater in the Ballgame. Let's head right over to the Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline because, like I said, one of the biggest golf tournaments on this planet every year begins tomorrow. And one of our favorite guests and Boise State alum and a PGA Tour golfer, Troy Merritt, is hanging out with us right now. Troy, you're like 13 hours from teeing off, as JP was saying. Welcome to the show, and what's it like the night before a major tournament, man?
Well, guys, thanks for having me back on again. I would have to say that it's the same as every other night. I am doing absolutely nothing, and I am going to bed early.
What do you have for dinner?
I went very exotic, went with fish and chips, and found a nice little ice cream place around the corner.
Okay.
And what's going to bed early?
Yeah.
Well, I tee off at 7:11 tomorrow, head to the range at 6 a.m., leave the hotel around 5, so up at 4-ish, so probably about time I get off talking with you guys.
And you sleep well. I mean, you're a pro's pro at this point. You sleep so well. Even a night before a major is no big deal for you.
Yeah, I sleep the same every night. If I can get 2 or 3 hours straight without waking up, that's pretty good. And if I could find 6 to 7 total hours out of 10 hours of bed, I feel pretty good about that.
Okay. Troy, other than that, is any prep at all different for a major? I mean, maybe a mental exercise you do? Because, I mean, you can lie to yourself, but this is not the Greater Milwaukee Open, right? And it's the PGA Championship, damn it. And if you have a top 10 finish, or if you win this son of a gun, which we hope you do, it's a life-changing career move. How do you put all that into perspective and still be you on the course tomorrow, knowing how big of a deal this is?
Well, I think the last couple majors that I've played in, I've come to realize that I have a tendency to try to over-prepare, which a lot of guys do, and they kind of take themselves out of it by Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, you're trying to see the whole course every day, extra practice here, extra practice there, and by the time you tee it off, you're pretty well fit. So I have never been to Southern Hills. I got here Monday night at 5 p.m. like I would a normal tournament. I practiced a little bit and played the front nine yesterday, and then this morning I got up early and I played the back nine and then had a little practice afterwards. And that's all I decided to do. It's kind of been my less is more mentality this season. It's been working, so I didn't want to change anything, even though it is a major.
Talking golf, Troy Merritt, former Boise State golfer, now on the PGA Tour, PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma, starting tomorrow. Troy, on the tee, first thing early in the morning, coverage all weekend long. Troy, how do you feel? Do you always, when you play these practice rounds on Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, do you get a feel of how you're going to play throughout the rest of the week? And does that feel usually come through? And how do you feel this week?
I wish I did get a good feeling about how practice rounds transition into tournament rounds, because it is usually quite the opposite. I mean, I've had several weeks where I've gone out and shot 5, 6, 7 under par on both Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then laid an egg on Thursday and Friday and packed very quickly. And then I've had other weeks, this week, Tuesday and Wednesday for the 18 holes, I didn't make a birdie. And then I've played well in the tournament. So I don't know what to expect. My goal on the practice rounds is to learn the golf course, especially one that I've never played, try to soak in as much of it as possible. Not so much worry about the ball striking as much, but just kind of know how to get around the golf course. And that's what I did the last 2 days. And, hopefully we just hit some good shots and then keep rolling the putter the next few days.
Troy, let's talk about this tournament in general. By reputation, the PGA is always considered the toughest tournament in golf, 156 guys. It's deep, deep, deep. The 156th guy can shock us and win this thing. I think John Daly proved that way, way many years ago. So what is it about this tournament? And do you feel that that's accurate? This is the most difficult, deepest tournament on your calendar every year?
It's definitely the deepest. I mean, we've got 20 section pros, you know, that even though they don't play exactly for a living, they're still obviously pretty good at golf. Some of the other majors, obviously the Masters is such a limited field. And then you've got the British Open and the U.S. Open, you know, where you get open qualifying and you get AMs in that, nobody's ever heard of. And sometimes you do well, but, you know, most times just kind of taking a spot in the field where, whereas this week, I mean, you've got everybody is a professional golfer, and you've got the the deepest field of the year, typically in the PGA Championship. You've got all the guys in the top 10 and 20 in the world playing well right now. Big Cat is feeling ready to go this week, and it's just going to be a fantastic event. Southern Hills is going to provide a very stern test for the guys, and the weather looks like it should be all right. A little cold and windy come the weekend, so you're going to have to buckle down and play some good golf to win this thing.
Your wife and kids traveling for this one, Troy? How's that go, Ever? Do they ever come see you play?
No, my boys, they get out of school next Wednesday. My son has a little award ceremony Thursday morning, and then they'll be actually coming down to Colonial next week. My oldest turns 11 on Tuesday, and I don't like to miss birthdays, and this time I can't be there on his birth date, so he will be coming down at the end of the week to help celebrate, and that's really one out of maybe two or three that they come to all year.
Gotcha. Troy, you've been on the PGA Tour now. I mean, you're not one of the young guys anymore. I mean, what's it like now, like, on the other side of it? Like, you're not awestruck. Like, you could probably text Rory McIlroy right now and give him the bird emoji, and he just LOL text you back. You know, I mean, you've been around a little bit. What's that difference like, you know, being an established, savvy veteran on this tour now versus just some young punk from Boise State?
Well, the nice thing about being out here for, 11 years now and being a bottom feeder and just getting by is that most of the new guys that come out don't really know who I am, so they don't ask a lot of questions, which is fine. And most of the elite guys, you know, that I see randomly in a Saturday or Sunday pairing, they don't really care who I am either. So I just kind of drift along and do my thing, and nobody really bothers me. It's actually quite a nice way to go about tournaments.
Because of that, Troy, that's a funny answer, by the way. Because of that, I'm not sure I want to ask this question, but every other golfer has been asked this question. Let's dive one quick question into the politics of what's going on behind the scenes with you guys in terms of Phil Mickelson's not there. We all know why he's not there. We don't need to get into that. We all know that this other tournament, this other league is out there looming. Anytime a defending champion from any tournament doesn't show up, that sucks because you guys always want to play the best. How are you processing all this nonsense, all this news going on beyond the golf course?
Well, I mean, it's even tougher with the Phil situation in regards to this week because of what he did last year at the PGA, you know, oldest major champ in history. And to not have him here this week, I mean, like you said, it does suck. We don't get to relive what he did last year, and that's going to be difficult. As far as the other golf league goes, I mean, you know, I've had emails asking me to or allowing me to sign up to get an invitation, which I always found kind of funny, the couple that I got. But my goal in as a kid was always to make it to the PGA Tour and to play on the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. I've never been out here playing for the money. I've been out here playing to say that I am a member of the PGA Tour, that I am a two-time winner on the PGA Tour. And like I said, the money is not the thing for me. They could throw whatever they want as far as purse size goes. I'm very happy on the PGA Tour. I like it out here, and I have no interest in going and playing anywhere else.
Yeah, I was going to say, follow up, did you ever take those emails seriously? I mean, that's a lot of money. That's high temptation, but you're 100% loyal to the PGA and never entertained any kind of thoughts beyond that.
Yeah, correct. Like I said, they were an invitation to just put my name in to be able to be invited to play in the golf tournament. It wasn't so much an invitation to come and play right away. And I have no aspirations of going and playing anywhere else. I mean, I do like to dabble around on the European Tour a little bit, but that's as far as it goes.
Now, let's keep you on the PGA Tour. Troy Merritt with us, PGA Tour golfer, getting ready for a major championship tomorrow. The PGA Championship begins in, you know, your Tiger Woods. I don't know if you're buddies or not or whatever, but obviously you have a lot of respect for what he's done on the tour. And if you think about this, I mean, he was in a life-threatening car accident not too long ago. He has a metal rod in what, his fibula or tibia? He's walking around with, like, even Tiger, as great as he is, do you shake your head sometimes and be like, dude, this dude is out here and this dude is competing after almost dying in a car accident, Troy?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I played the back nine early this morning, and I walked up the hill to the first tee to go past the first tee of the practice range, and Tiger was on the first tee. And he hit his first tee ball about 50 yards left, and nobody cared. They were all clapping for him. And then he hit his next shot, and it knuckled through the air and floated like 330 down the left side over the bunkers that I know I can't carry. And I just look at the guy. He didn't wave me over to come play the front nine with him, which I found was okay because I was done playing for the day. But, yeah, just the way he hits the ball, the way it sounds, just watching him walk around, there's just a difference about him that nobody else carries on the PGA Tour and may never carry again on the tour.
Troy, I got a weird question to ask you. I'm not sure we've had you on here a long time, and we've asked you a lot of crazy questions. And I'm only asking this because on Monday morning you're going to have multiple millions of dollars in your bank account. Because you're going to win this tournament. We're hoping for it here at KTIK. How does the process work? When you win a tournament on Sunday, do you literally show up? Does the check show up in your bank, automatic deposit on Monday? How does that work?
Man, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work out that way.
Dang it.
After each tournament, checks come overnight, kind of Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And they're never the amount in which you think you're going to get because, you know, the states or local municipalities or whatever, they take their share before you get your final check. But, I wish it was the night that you won. But usually if you're winning, you're not too worried about the money. You're just happy that you've won.
Troy, where do you draw a line in the sand regarding, you know, what you would purchase at a sporting event? A lot of people are making noise about the concessions at this tournament you're at. $6 for a bottle of Dasani water, $16 for a little salad in a plastic container, but $19 for a Stella Artois. Where does Troy Merritt draw the line? Because you're a big sports fan. When do you say no? That's just too damn expensive, Merritt.
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good question. I've never really thought of it that way. You know, when I go to a baseball game or a basketball game or a hockey game, I always have it in my head that I want a bratwurst, maybe want some nachos, and I want to have either a soda or a cocktail. And I don't care what I'm going to pay for it, but those are the couple things that I want, and by golly, I'm going to have them. So if they're $15 or $50, I'm going to spend the money because that's what I want to do while I'm watching the game.
I love it, man. We're going to talk about that coming up in Troy. This whole town is pulling for you, dude. Bronco Nation pulling for you. We want to see this, and best of luck. We'll let you get to sleep here in a little bit. And 7:11 local time, tee off tomorrow. Troy Merritt, let's say future major champion winner, and he's with us right now. Troy, we're wishing the best for you, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Heck yeah, Troy Merritt. Prater, what would you be willing to do for Troy Merritt to win this tournament?
Ooh.
Like if I bought you one of those sandwiches in the vending machine, would you eat one if Troy wins it?
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. I'd even go farther.
Okay.
I'd give up golf for a year.
No way.
I would. I'd give up golf for a year.
If Troy Merritt wins this tournament, Mike Prater's not going
to
golf
for a year? No, it'd have to work the other way around. Mike Prater, if you give up golf for a year and that allows Troy Merritt to win a PGA, I would make that sacrifice. Because I would like to see that happen.
I know, man.
I mean, that would suck for me, but I would like to see that happen. He's really struggled at the PGA. He's the first time he played it 6-7 years ago, he made the cut. I think it was like 50, 55. I think he's missed 4 or 5 consecutive cuts at the PGA. So this is kind of a bugaboo for him, and if he could pull this sucker off and win it, it's life-changing.
Is this the best year he's had so far, guys?
I think he's had one better year, but he's playing very, very consistently.
That's what he was saying.
You know, and they got a lot of tournaments left. Yeah, I remember you asked him about Tiger Woods playing with, you know, whatever in his
metal rod in his leg.
A few years back, you might not remember this, but he had a surgery, Johnny, the week before the PGA Championship to remove a rib that was giving him blood clots.
Tiger?
No, Troy Merritt. And then we're like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? He ended up playing, and he I think he barely missed the cut, but was out there without a rib.
Oh, man. I love it. And he makes his home in Boise, you know? So it's cool to have a Boise State guy, and everybody, we're rooting for Troy Merritt tomorrow with the PGA Championship. 7:11 local time? So that means?
Central time, yeah.
Central, so it's 6:11.
Yep.
He's teeing off our time. So, Prater, set your alarm. 6:10, bud.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
JP, 6:10.
You might. Sort of coherent about 6:10 in the morning, I don't know. I don't think I'll be watching golf yet.
Okay.
That's reserved for British Open type stuff.
Where do you draw the line in the sand regarding a beer, a cocktail, anything with an outrageous concession stand price at a sporting event where you say, no, I can't do it. That's just too much money. I will take calls on this if you want to get in on this too. Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, 208-424-9300. Call that number. What is your maximum? If you're going to the PGA Championship, do you mind forking over $20 for a beer, especially if it's a 25-ouncer? Eh? We're talking about it next on Prater in the Ballgame. But quickly, Zamzos, you know I love you. Now it's the time to feed those trees, shrubs, flowers with Zamzos Thrive. It's a liquid fertilizer. It's going to stay in your soil, and it'll feed your plants when they need it. You can pick up Zamzos Thrive at all 13 area Zamzos locations. I love them. Nobody knows like Zamzos.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.